the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy as you're talking.
Gummy ball.
Biggie Austin.
You know, worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? The real problem with that. Bloody.
Hello.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, the bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that has been considered as relevant as the royal family. Ahoy, my name is Joel Kasem and I am, as some would say, the voice you are currently hearing. And this week, like most, I am joined by my two co-hosts. First up, it's the new host of Good Morning Britain, it's Gabby Morris.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going? That's going not quite right. English. Can we do that again?
Yeah, you want to say? I'm actually happy to say that.
Hello. Yeah, we've had one of those days, it all seems.
We've all had a day, I think. And by all of us, I do, of course, mean myself and Gabby and... a man who looks more like the Cameron Smith statue than Cameron Smith, it's Mick Rad.
I'm offended that you would compare me to Cameron Smith.
I don't mean to offend you. I'm so sorry. What I meant was...
Oh, I just Googled him. Yuck. You don't look like that, Mick. I'll support you there.
No, he doesn't look like him, but Cameron Smith, who has just retired from the NRL and we'll get into very soon, I'm sure... had a statue unveiled of him down in Amy Park in Melbourne.
Oh!
The statue looks nothing like him. Like, it couldn't be any less like him.
Was it not a prank? It was true. It's real.
I mean, maybe. I didn't think about it.
Oh, it's bad. It looks like he's trying to do a poo. Oh, yeah, God, it's like actually looking... shocking. Imagine, he looks like he's getting photos with it, but he looks quite sad about it.
Yeah, he's not impressed, I don't think.
You've literally immortalized him forever.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine, you know, because Billy Slater is also with him, and Billy Slater's isn't too bad. It sort of resembles him a lot more. But imagine being, like, someone who's been in the game for so long and been so dominant and everyone knows who you are, and then they give you that to say thank you for
Oh, my God, it's so bad.
430-plus games of service.
I guess a statue's a pretty hard thing to do. Right? Like, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Madame Tussauds and you're like, it's like hit and miss there as well. And they're like, that's what they do 9 to 5.
This is true.
Did you guys ever see the Cristiano Ronaldo sculpture, though?
Yeah. That's like, the one, everyone I think is liking it too.
It's just like, it's like bug eyed, like chemical sort of version of it.
I just think that, like, there's an echo.
Sorry about the feedback. Keep talking.
Oh, dear. Look, we're just. Well, you'd think we're professionals, but
not
at all.
Not even close.
Can someone explain what's happened? So just so people understand.
Again, we're only allowed, due to COVID safe reasons, 2 people in the studio. So again, we are zooming in Mick this week. And we get some feedback sometimes from Zoom, which is frustrating. And that
is frustrating.
That is
and
about
now I can
it.
Sort of see you.
It's the most boring thing to explain.
Yeah. So what had happened then when everyone was talking was I tried to get.
We
Zoom
don't need up. To. We just don't even
we
need
don't have to.
To
explain what happened. It's bit of feedback on radio. Yep. Pretty normal, I think.
Yep.
When like someone you have a caller and they ring in and forget that their radio is on.
Oh yes.
It does that feedback thing. It's very similar to this. We think we're a big show.
Yep.
That people call into, but we're not.
No. Anyway, sport.
And if you have found yourself listening to us, thank you. Hello, welcome, and but sorry.
Yes.
Oh, are we pulling back the curtain into what it's really like to make a live radio show?
Yeah. Just explaining as we go.
Oh,
All right. How is everyone?
Well, it sounds like we've all had pretty average day. I was late, really late to a training day today. Not that late. Not as late as the other girl that came in after me who was hysterically crying because she was half an hour late. But I was late, which is annoying. You know when you start off your day and you're just a bit flustered and late? Anyway, then I went to the bathroom during the break and the towel dispenser lid fell on my head and nearly knocked me out.
Oh,
And it's like so embarrassing and awkward. And I was like in the toilet and there was somebody else in the training day in the toilet. And so I was like, whoop, and like holding my head. But then, you know, I don't want to tell people I've just been whacked in the head by the toilet towel dispenser thing.
Well, I mean, what else could you say?
Yeah.
If they're like, are you okay? What happened? What are you going to say?
Yeah. I'm not okay. I've got the shits. Can I go home? Mick?
Well, I just spent the last 2 days at work doing UAT. You know what UAT is? User acceptance testing. I don't expect
you to say that.
No one cares. Yeah, yeah. User acceptance testing. So I spent 2 days on a new piece of software working on this testing, making sure it's all working, fixing bugs, blah, blah, blah. This morning they announce, oh, we're not rolling forward with the software.
I love that.
We're not all the testing doesn't count that you've just done for the last 2 days.
Seriously,
you'll
love
have,
that.
You'll have to do it again in 2 weeks.
Love it.
What a horrible pain in the bum.
Love that. Just
what's the point? Why bother? I annoyed the crap out of me.
At least you got paid. Today, you know,
my chair is like the thing, you know, the
lever.
The hydraulic thing is not staying up. So now I'm really low and it won't stay up. So that's like, my computer's crashing. Luckily it's right now, but it has been crashing today. Yeah, not a good day.
That's so annoying. I left 2 punnets of raspberries at my work and I'm really annoyed about it. Like, they were perfectly
right.
They're in the fridge? They're in the fridge, but like I can't get there because I'm at this training thing and now I've got 2 punnets of beautiful raspberries. I'm not going back into work to get them. And they're on special.
Not cheap either.
They were on special. But still, anyway, Joel?
Yeah, just an awful day at work as well. I can't like turn it around and be like, no, you know what? Everything's okay, guys. We're going to have a good time because no. Awful day at work. Wish
you
I wasn't
there.
You know
what's going to save the day? What's going to save the week? No.
What is? What is, Footy's Nick?
Footy's back!
Yeah, no worries. Hey, how good's footy?
Guys, it's frantic.
Footy is
I'm
back.
Trying to figure out what footy we're talking about. So just
that's okay. That's
bear
better.
With.
Now, Joel, I believe you put some homework down for this week, right?
I did.
You asked us in a little message. You said, please do these little bits of homework. Not much.
Shut up. You're such a goody two-shoes. Listen to you. Far out. You would have been so annoying at school.
Well, I did the homework, miss. Look at me.
Well, like, I did get some homework. Do we want to get into it now? Because I don't think Gav's ready. We can get into it later.
I'm just saying, we don't often do homework. We actually do no research for this show pretty much most of the time, except for Joel, because he's a hard worker. But Gabby and I, you know, we cruise through just on Joel's back.
Yeah.
So I
probably why my back has been so sore this week.
Yes. Does someone cruise through on someone's back? That just sounds like
I don't know.
It sounds like a really bad porno. Anyway.
I'm just saying I did the homework.
Oh,
I am
you.
The teacher's pet.
I appreciate it.
And Gabby's at the back of the class being a little snot and not listening.
Ooh, someone's got no friends.
And she's being a bully. So there we go.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that for you, Gav. Well, look, all right, you know what? We'll get straight into NRL then, I guess, because it is the biggest topic this week. It is back this week after, yeah, I should have had my notes in front of me. How long has it been? 4.5 months since we've had any sort of NRL?
That's it. I knew that. 4.5 months.
Yes, 4.5 months, I was correct. The 2021 NRL season kicked off, well, last night, because we're a day early. So tonight for us, but last night for you as a listener, or if you're a podcast listener, anytime. It would have started at any time, but I don't know when you're listening. I'm not your... It doesn't matter. What have I written here? We're going to preview the season.
Yeah, 2020 NRL season. There's going to be triple headers. There's going to be double headers. There's going to be more footy.
Keep going. Anything else?
And a CEO. A new one. There's a new CEO.
I don't think there is there?
Coach, you mean?
Coach?
There's a new coach.
All right. I'll take it from here, Gab.
Yeah.
It was obviously a crazy season last year with the game stopping for 2 months and teams like Melbourne and New Zealand having to play away from home for most of the year. But this year is looking a lot better, fingers crossed. With, I think, the exception of New Zealand at the moment, they're going to be the only team away from home. They'll be playing out of the Central Coast.
I just never knew New Zealand
I'm touching
played.
So much wood.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
What?
Wood,
what?
Touching wood. I'm touching wood that we get a season where we don't have to get locked
in. Oh, I see.
Right.
I thought you had your hand down.
I wasn't touching that wood. It's okay.
Oh, God. I wonder if Martin finds that offensive.
You'd have to. Sorry, Martin. Okay. So, yeah, last night Melbourne played their first home game in almost 18 months. But like I said, the Warriors will be in the Central Coast for the foreseeable future. I don't know. At some point.
I just had no idea that New Zealand played in our...
NRL?
Yeah.
The National Rugby League in
yeah.
New Zealand. Yeah. They've been in it for, what, 20-something years? I'm not sure. Yeah. It's been a while. They were called the Auckland Warriors for some time, and then they changed it to the New Zealand Warriors because they wanted to, I don't know, make it larger. Mick, do you know the reason for their change of name?
The Auckland Warriors became the New Zealand Warriors because there was no other New Zealand team, and they thought they would better represent New Zealand as the New Zealand Warriors.
This man knows.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
They also changed the tongue on the logo so that it wasn't diagonal, but it was straight because that was better representative of the Maori culture.
Cool.
I don't know.
That's
there
cool.
was something like that.
Okay. That's
cool. That was a good reason for it. I remember
that. I didn't
that.
Know that. Very interesting. So, five teams have new coaches. Kevin Walters with Brisbane. Trent Barrett with the Bulldogs. Should I keep going? I'm going to. Nathan Brown with the Warriors, Todd Payton with the Cowboys, and Anthony Griffin is back with the Dragons. Five new coaches. So what are we, 16 teams? That's
how many did we lose last year, like coaches? It was like six or seven or something
through the year.
Yeah,
there was wasn't it like half the clubs lost their coaches?
Yeah, it was something like that,
something silly.
It's always that. Now that we've all got new coaches, maybe they'll actually last a little while. We won't lose too many coaches this year, but there's always going to be one that goes.
Always, yeah. Oh, that should have been one of the predictions I put down for you.
Which coach is going to go first?
I'm going to throw it in later. Don't let me forget. Melbourne are going into the year without Cameron Smith for the first time in 80 million years. thoughts on Harry Grant? Do you think he'll take over? Do you think...
Who's Harry Grant?
So Harry Grant is going to be playing... He's going to be playing hooker, which is the role that Cameron Smith has been playing for a very long time and has been very good at it, no matter what Mick says. And now Harry Grant has to step into that position where, you know, he was being the best player in the game, and now you've got to go in and try and do that. He's only a kid.
Interesting.
He played last year for the Tigers and was very good. Then he played State of Origin for one game, I think, two games. It was outstanding. Yeah, Mick, this is still a question. I'm hoping you'll jump in at some point and answer.
Well, it's a big thing, isn't it? Melbourne seem to have this knack of losing big players, but then somehow replacing them with players just as good. You've seen Ryan Pappenhausen come in after Billy Slater left and started tearing it apart. When Cooper Cronk left, they had, Muppet came in. Who was it?
Jerome Hughes, and they got Cameron Munster as well.
Munster, yeah, he must have sort of on the rise when Cronk left. Like, there's no doubt that Melbourne are always the bloody favourite. Every friggin' year, they nearly win it every year. They are the best team and have been for a long, long time. I'm bloody over it, to be honest. You know, I want them to have a dud year. I want them to go down. I want them to get the spoon. But it's just not going to happen because while they've got Bellamy as a coach and they've got a one-team town, they're always going to go well. And everyone's already predicting them to have a maybe another year where they win it again. I don't know. Hopefully not. But as far as Grant goes, yeah, look, I'm sure he'll probably go pretty well. I mean, Cameron Smith wasn't the bee's knees. Like, he just passed it really well. You know, he just had a really good eye for the game. And that's what the hooker needs to do. If Grant can do the same, then they still got the team around him that'll go well.
Yeah.
Really well said, Mick. Mick, Gabby, this question's for you then.
Oh.
After a near-perfect 2020, can the Panthers be as good?
Well, no, they can't because they're sitting 12 on the ladder at the moment.
In alphabetical order. I know that because West Tigers are always last at the start of the season.
Yeah, look, I'm not going for the Panthers. I'm going for the Rabbitohs.
Okay.
No.
Well, they're going to have a big season.
Not the question I asked, though.
Oh, what was the question?
Are the Panthers going to have another good season? So no, they won like 14 straight last year or something crazy.
Yeah. Nah. 2021 doesn't look good for the Panthers. Strong prediction right there. I've been having some intel from some cool cats on the other side of town, and they said, nah, not this year.
Not this year. Mick, question. Will the Titans make their first finals since 2016? After going on a pretty good spending spree.
Yeah, well, everyone was hinting that Smith was going to go to the Titans, but that didn't happen, did it?
Well,
but
he could still.
No, he retired from
people come back.
True. I don't know anyone who has.
Especially when you have a statue. You must feel good. You must feel a bit egotistical. Oh, I might come back.
Not if you saw the statue.
I don't know. I haven't ever seen the Titans go that well. I don't think they'll make the finals still. But I reckon they'll be just outside the finals. And, you know, it'll be a better season for them. I always feel a bit sorry for the Titans because players just go to the Titans so they can live on the Gold Coast and, you know, have a nice weather. That's the only reason they go there.
You reckon?
Yep.
Okay.
And they go, and then they have parties and then they get into all sorts of bad things. And,
oh, let's not go there.
Well, no, I mean, it's just what happens. The Titans find it hard to get good young players who don't screw themselves up with off-season, off-field stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bad problem.
Gabby,
Gabby, next question, go.
Similar question. How will the Dogs go this year?
The Doggies, up the Dogs. Those Dogs, those dirty Dogs.
Yep.
They are...
So, again, there's a team that's also bought pretty well in the off-season.
You're talking about the Bulldogs, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, Bulldogs, yeah.
Not the other Dogs. Bulldogs, yeah. I've got good faith in the Doggies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, any reason? Trent Barrett as the new coach?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, has he moved?
Yeah.
No.
He got moved on and then didn't have a job and now he's the Dogs.
Yeah, see, I think he's got a reignited energy.
Very good. Very good. And Mick, one more for you.
Yes.
I do like how this is going. How much will the Sharks struggle without Sean Johnson for the first 2 months?
Oh, my God. Injuries are huge. And the Sharks, look, I think the Sharks are going to lose. They're going to be the team that loses their coach first. I'm calling it now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
John Morris is coaching the Sharks
my
right
uncle?
Now.
My uncle?
Your uncle?
Yes. Yes. Gabby's uncle is coaching the Sharks.
Every season I say that and Joel's face, oh, my God, really?
No.
Yes.
Not this season.
Yes.
I know it was a joke.
No.
I laughed.
No, your face got you.
Your face.
Your face. Your face said otherwise.
Anyway, whatever.
But I totally reckon that he'll get kicked out. The Sharks are going to go terrible the first couple of months of the season. They're probably going to lose most of the games. I reckon Nathan Brown will come in to the Sharks and coach them.
Ooh. Hot stuff. You wait.
First coach down.
Okay.
One coach down, Nathan Brown comes in. Done.
Excellent. Gabby, first coach to go this year?
The guy, what's his name from West Tigers?
Michael Maguire?
Yes.
Aww.
He,
yeah,
he's not looking good, guys, I'm afraid to say. He's okay. Out.
If the Tigers have another bad season.
He's gone.
He literally just signed a new deal.
Yeah, but that doesn't, we know that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's true. What am I talking about? Okay, so let's do the homework.
I thought that was the homework. Are you joking?
I need to know who you think is going to win this season. Who's going to win the grand final? Nick, she's just looking at a ladder.
I actually think maybe I'm going to go and contradict myself. But maybe the Panthers might win.
You just said they're going to have a terrible year.
I just looked at their logo and I was like, that's a cool little logo.
All right. Mick, who's going to win this year?
You know what I'm going to say, don't you, Joel?
I'm waiting for it.
Broncos.
The Eels are going to win the premiership in 2021.
Oof.
It's bloody time, Joel. It's bloody, bloody time.
Look, I can't.
You know how many years it's been?
30?
I don't know. Mick, tell us. Never.
Am I right? Is it 30?
It is. No, what? No, it's 25. 35.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's more than 30.
It's 35 years since the Eels won a premiership this year. 35
Well, the odds are against you, mate.
No, but every year that goes by is 1 year closer to the year we win. So
is that how it works, is it?
Yes,
it is. I suppose
every team
wins
eventually.
There's some mathematical equation that would agree with you, Mick, definitely.
Look, the Eels had huge expectations last year, right? We didn't meet them because we got Moses out for ages, Gutho was out, like we just didn't get a chance to all play together. If all of our players stay on the field and they all click, we are going to kick some ass this year. You mark my words, Eels to win.
Ooh, mark okay. Your words.
All right, Mark.
It has been marked.
All right.
Okay, me? Well, I wanted to say Storm, but I've written Strom because I am dyslexic.
Oh.
So Strom to win.
Yeah, go Stroms.
The Melbourne Strom.
Okay. Right.
Okay, now this is for who's going to get the minor premiership, because not always the team.
What does that mean?
So the team that finishes first on the ladder at the end of the season. So whereas in like EPL, it's if you finish on top of the ladder, you win, right, Mick?
Well, exactly, yeah. And that's always been the controversy. Should you win the comp just because you finished on the ladder top, or should you have the finals and have some excitement where all the best teams play each other?
So NRL does that. And
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
There you go. So who do you think will finish the season?
On this show you do.
The season at the top of the ladder.
Who will... Okay.
Mick, do you want to go first on this one?
Yeah, sure. Look, if it's not the Eels, if somehow they don't make their minor premiers, it'll be the Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs will have a huge, huge season. And mark my words, your favourite player, Benji Marshall, Joel, is going to have a big impact with the Rabbitohs. You wait.
I think so as well. I don't deny that. I'm gutted he's there. It breaks my heart every day. There's still that giant thing in Leichhardt, Balmainish, that there's a wall off Parramatta Road that's still got Benji, the giant picture of Benji and a tiger. In the Tigers.
Yeah. Oh no, is it still there?
It's still there.
Awkward.
Yeah. I know. It really is.
Really?
Yeah.
No one's got rid of that.
No.
Strange.
Okay, Gabby.
All right, I'm gonna go for the Sea Eagles.
Ooh, okay. Out of left field.
Well, actually no, they're disgusting. I hate them. I'm gonna go for the Cronulla Sharks.
Okay. Sharks.
The Sharkies.
Finish.
Yep.
Yep.
But
cool.
you know who likes the Sharks, don't you, Gab?
No. Oh, no. I do know. Yuck. Maybe the Raiders. Maybe the Canberra Cannons.
Yeah, no, very good call.
Yeah, the Cannons could have a good year. Go on. Good choice.
I actually think that's pretty good.
I'm actually meant to go in a tipping thing at work. Can someone tell me how to do that?
Yes. I can run you through.
Is that what we just did?
No. Not yet.
Each week you got to do it. Every single week, Gabby. We tried to do it years ago on this show.
Oh, sorry. I've ignited something. I'm so sorry. That's hit a nerve. That has hit a nerve.
That is true, though. I think our first year of doing this show,
ooh,
not that we've been doing
red.
This for many
he's
years.
He's red. He's fierce. Ooh.
And, okay, Joel. Well, I think South as well, Mick. I'm with you. Wooden Spooners. Nice.
Dragons.
Gabby,
they're
one word.
Be
Roosters.
Roosters. Massive call, but I love it. I'm with you on that.
Really?
I'm not, though. All right. I think it could be possibly Dragons, Broncos, or Cowboys. I couldn't pick one. It's a tough one.
You know, some people are picking the Tigers to be Wooden Spooners, but I wouldn't go that far.
A lot of people, yes. I would say a lot.
The Cowboys are also a Wooden Spooner?
They're a chance, yeah. Yeah.
Or even...
Quick quiz for you, Joel. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Do you want to
What was the last year that the Tigers were in the finals?
2010.
11.
11?
But close. 10 years.
So it's 10 years. Oh, of course, 10 years this year. Okay, that's a long time, isn't it?
It is, and I'm very sad for you.
For me, it's 10 years of like cricket season starting earlier than everyone else,
and having an early Mad Monday.
Yeah,
but I hope for your sake that the Tigers make the finals this year, and I'll be rooting for you.
God bless you, my son. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right, and bigger story. Do we want to do a bigger story thing?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Any story that you think might happen this year.
I don't know, maybe like 30 NRL players going to court for sexual assault or something?
Wouldn't be a story. It's already,
oof.
It's already happened and the season hasn't started.
True. Okay. Mick, what about you?
Biggest story is a tough one. I don't want to go controversial because I hate that. But I think when the crowds get back to 100%, which I hope comes soon, I think it's going to be like the biggest, closest competition we've had in a long, long time. So I think the crowds are going to come back, and I'm really hoping that by, say, the middle of the season, this is like just so tight. Like the ladder is just like ridiculously close that it's just going to – everyone's going to get interested in rugby league again. I feel like last year just really, really made it hard, and I feel like this is the rebirth for rugby league this year. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, that was passionate.
It was passionate. I don't know why that was controversial, like you said. It
wasn't.
It was very passionate.
Boring.
And it wasn't boring. No, it wasn't boring me. I mean,
sorry, bully Gabby.
All right. Well, I wrote that I thought Cam Smith would end up playing for the Richmond Tigers, but that's probably not going to happen as he's now retired. I mean, he could might go to the AFL, which would be so interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Little guy in in the AFL. All right. We don't really have time for any other sport, but I can try. Or do you just want to talk about things until we play a game?
Did you hear about Australian skier?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Laura Peel.
Okay.
World champions.
Best jump.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I missed that. I accidentally turned her down.
This is what I mean.
I wanted to move my microphone, so I wanted to turn myself down. Sorry, Gabby.
You got to have that button quick on Gab, you know, just in case.
That hurt my slide from laughing. I need to stretch.
I don't even know now. Do we have enough time for this?
Yeah, you got time.
Okay, Australian Laura Peel, world aerial skiing champion. She's won a huge championship in Kazakhstan, and the video is insane. She just like guns it down this hill, like just really rigid, and then just flips 1,000 times, lands it perfect, best score in the world. It's unbelievable. It just is. It's a lot more exciting to look at than NRL, but you can find the video online. Laura Peel, amazing. Good on you. Well done.
Well done, Laura. Good effort.
It's just the one where you just bang it down the hill and you just hit a fat jump and you just flip 1,000 times.
What's that one called?
Aerial podium skiing jumping something.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Well done.
Freestyle.
Ski jump.
Ski jump?
Yeah, nice.
I don't know like what possesses people to do something like that.
Like, it's insane. She probably goes like a kilometre up in the air.
Yeah. And the so crazy speed they're going.
And she's also in a white suit, so you kind of lose her. And then she, all of a sudden you just see these skis land and you're like, whoa, she did it.
That sort of stuff just blows my mind. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know why you'd put your body...
She's from Canberra.
Like, how do you practice? Where does the practice?
Well, you practice on like fake grass, and then you practice into water.
Oh, okay.
Or you practice into like a foam pit situation.
Okay.
But there imagine doing it the first time, just going down in the snow, and then ugh.
Horrible. Mick, anything before we play a game?
Nah.
That was deafening. It was really loud in the studio. Oof, all right. I think Christ, this show's almost over. Question uno.
So sorry.
I was waiting for you to burp or something. Something was coming. Which team won the 2019-2020 Big Bash Grand Final?
Is that cricket?
Oh, my God.
It's cricket, yes.
You can't do this. Why? You can't do this.
I don't understand why I can't do this.
It's so bad for us. For the listeners, what is Big Bash? What is it?
It's the cricket one.
Oh, no.
Was it the Sixers?
It was.
Because they won two in a row, right?
Sure. I don't remember. I guess we've got time for one more then. I'm like, I'll ask it because I know how angry you guys will get. Who was named player of the 2019-2020 Big Bash?
Are you seriously? Why are we going back to the season before the last season?
Lionel Messi.
Why?
Damn it. I didn't Google the right thing.
I don't know. I just haven't had time to do a proper quiz. No, Marcus Stoinis.
Marcus? Well, shit day, shit show.
Yep, that's what they say. That's our tagline. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Sorry. It's been we haven't.
Why didn't we
get
a professional on this show?
Why don't we?
I really wanted to. This week was going to be perfect for that, but yeah, we didn't.
I hit my head. I was unconscious for like, you know, part of the day. So that's my excuse.
I don't have an excuse, Mick.
Nah.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Stay good night.
Sporty.
Bye.
Bye.